Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Access All Areas. I am Stephen Lang.
And I'm Bobby Norris. How are you, babes?
I am doing rubbish.
Bad
night's sleep, babes. But other than that, I'm fine. How are you?
You're looking fresh, considering you've had a bad night's sleep. Looking lovely in lemon.
Got some things. I can't even keeping my eyes open. But anyway, how are you? You all right?
Yeah, really good, thank you, babe. Really good. How was your bank holiday?
It was nice. I got to see a lot of people, went to a couple of parties, did a couple of long walks. I'm starting to prep myself for my my little trip up Ben Nevis at the end of the month.
Little trip up the
little trip. So I've been doing some of that, and it was nice to get out and about. But yeah, you know, one bad night's sleep kind of knocks you out, doesn't it? So yeah,
you're a little bit groggy the next day, don't it? A little bit, yeah. Like, you think like you're dreaming.
Basically, yeah, it does feel a little bit like dreaming. What about you? What did you go to? Anything nice?
Do you know what's so lovely? I went to see a show which I feel like I've not done forever. Since everything, and it was just so nice to be in a theatre again. I love going to see a show.
What did you see?
222, and it's kind of, I think it's like a thriller. Mm-hmm. Which I've never seen, like a show in a theatre that's a thriller. But it was a really, really good show. Lily Allen in, and Jake Wood, who used to be on EastEnders. So yeah, really, really good show. Amazing how it's all done.
And is it quite jumpy? Like it makes you jump, right?
It's very much a jumpy, and the whole atmosphere and the lighting, and just everything that goes into a show. It's such a good vibe, and I think you could just tell everyone in there was just so happy to be allowed back into a theatre. And I think going through what we've all been through, especially a show when it's so heavily on like your sound and your lighting, you realise the production that goes into a show. But cast and crew done an amazing job. So that was really nice. But I will have this. I don't know if anyone else gets this, but bank holiday always throws me. Like I lose for the whole week after, my days are kind of gone. So yeah. I always think bank holiday Monday is a Sunday. So today in my head feels like a Monday, even though I know it's not a Monday. But it's just, it is what it is. And you just have to remind yourself what that is.
Not going to complain. Although it does mean, I think this bank holiday, it marks the end of the summer, doesn't it? It is officially over September.
Yeah.
Here.
What happened to the 2 week heat wave that we've been waiting for the last 4 weeks? Getting me through August to such a point I almost forgot it was my birthday because I was more worried about the heat wave that never came. September. I don't know if it's just me or if it was the weather, but actually for the first time last night, actually realise it's starting to get a little bit darker, that little bit earlier now.
100%. Yeah, I've no. Yeah, it's sort of get like 8 o'clock, isn't it? So I think like by the end of the month, it'll be October practically, won't it? So
I guess clocks will be changing, and then there'll be the old pumpkins, and then we won't discuss what comes after Halloween because we're still in our head hoping that it's summer.
But, looking back, did you have a nice summer? Because I think it was very different to last year, wasn't it? At least we had some things open and all that.
Oh, definitely. I think we've come a long way compared to last year. And I'll take restrictions lifting and things heading in the right direction over the weather that we had last year. Mm-hmm. No denying, obviously, the weather was better, but we deserved it in 2020. It's the least we could have. So I'll take a few cloudy days. Just to see the people out and about again, people able to go about their normal lives, working, seeing people out and about. So I think that's more important. How's your summer been? I mean, you're lucky enough, you've managed to get on a plane and go away for a few days. I've still not done that yet.
I think that was probably the highlight, really, getting to go to Malta and then have a little week in the Cotswolds was definitely a real pleasure. And for me, in a way, I think I may have said this at the time, it kind of marked the end of the worst period of the whole thing for me, because it was like, well, for, you know, since March 2020, we certainly haven't been able to leave the country, and I hadn't left the country since December 2019.
Interesting.
So, you know, it was a fairly long time. People will have obviously gone longer than that. But to get abroad and stuff, it's funny now because I see lots of people I follow on Instagram and they've all gone to Malta. It seems like the safest place that people want to go. Like, it's...
And it's funny, you kind of see trends, and I don't know if it's down to whatever's on green lists at the time, but there was a period that everyone on social media, it was all about Portugal.
Yeah.
Then the world in his chihuahua was in Ibiza. And now there's a lot of Malta banging around. And I'm noticing a lot more, maybe it's because we're allowed out the house, but planes. It's like almost like it used to be.
That's a very good point.
Planes.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I remember last year there was none, wasn't there? There was like no planes in the sky, none at all.
Saw the random one, I'd be like, where are you going? Where have you been?
Who the hell is on that? Yeah.
Yeah, what is that? Is it a UFO?
What lucky bastard is going abroad at this time? But yeah, no, I think it's been overall, or despite the shitty, crappy weather, it has actually been a pretty decent summer, just because, you know, I got scope to celebrate my mum's 60th. I got to do, you know, all those bits and bobs that if this was happening last year, well, I think we could have done, we were doing stuff last summer, weren't we? But we certainly weren't vaccinated. And I think that probably, I was a bit more nervous. And also we couldn't get hold of tests and stuff, could we? So it was a bit of a different experience last summer to what it is this summer. And hopefully next summer will be even better if hopefully almost completely back to normal.
You're so right. There was more of a fear last year because I guess we wasn't vaccinated.
Yeah.
There wasn't the tests available. We still didn't know where we was. So yeah, you're right, actually. I do feel like there is that little bit more. We've come a long way in 12 months, really, if you think about it.
Yeah, thank God for that. Yes. But one thing that has not changed, Bob, is the celebrity news, which is chugging on as per. Have you seen anything that's caught your eye this week?
Do you know what? I have. I used to be the biggest JLS fan. Loved a little bit of JLS.
Who didn't?
Who didn't? But so to hear they're bringing out a new single, like, I'm just like, oh, I'm so excited for it. Because if you think back, so many of their songs, and sometimes, obviously, you won't listen to them every day, but if you're in a car or you hear one on shuffle, you think, oh, God, that was an actual tune. But you forget it was a song because you don't play it very often. And if you think back, so many of their songs were little bangers.
Totally.
And I think this is going to be good. They've waited, obviously, because of everything that's gone on. And they're back.
And they're going on tour, aren't they, I believe, in October. I think it's the same. There was a few, I remember the Pussycat Dolls basically came back right at the beginning of before the pandemic, didn't they? And it's like everyone's kind of delaying. Like, yeah, I mean, it's the fans and stuff must be dead excited. But yeah, I think we're getting new music this week. And they're not the only ones. I don't know if you've seen, we're getting new music from ABBA this week, which was right up my street.
Oh, I know. All of them coming back?
Yeah, all four of them. That.
There's been a marriage and a divorce in the 30 odd years, isn't there?
Both, yeah. They all got married and they were divorced by sort of the early 80s, and they all got moved on and got remarried since. But yeah, there's going to be like a stage show coming next spring, and it's going to be in Stratford, in not too far from me, and actually probably not too far from you, really.
We've got
in Essex.
Go.
Yeah, babe. I mean, I'll be there. I'm prepared to get myself into significant debt so that I can go and see this. But it isn't actually them. It's like holograms and stuff. But I'm still kind of, do you know what? I'm actually looking, when I looked up then, I'm looking at my poster of ABBA that I have in my lounge. So that's how obsessed I am with ABBA.
What's your thoughts on the music? What do you reckon it'll be very much nostalgic ABBA that we know and love?
I don't think they're going to try and sort of recreate the Wheel, are they? If they came out with some like an R&B sound or something, yeah. I don't know if the fans would really be into that. But you know, they've got a sound that is really unique to them in sort of terms of pop and sort of Benny and Bjorn's sort of songwriting ability. So I'm expecting more of the same. There was a little clip that came out on Instagram, but I mean, you can't really tell anything from it. You can't even tell if it's upbeat or a ballad or whatever. But yeah, there's going to be a couple of new songs, so it's going to be exciting times. And yeah, I mean, maybe not quite at the same level, but JLS fans are going to be very excited too, I should imagine.
It's like the stars have aligned this year. We're having nostalgia, and it's what we all need.
Do you know? 100%.
So obviously, we've got the everything that's gone on. We was Pussycat Dolls was, like you say, was going to go back on tour. I think that's been delayed till next year now because of the pandemic, but I'm excited to go and see them when they're back. It's got Steps. It's like, because if you think about it, these are very much all these bands was about at the same time. So I guess they're all in that anniversary. We've had Joe from Mess Club on, haven't we? We spoke about that. So, well, I think like if 2021's brought us anything, as well as a vaccine, it's given us a little bit of nostalgia.
and much better for it. Yeah, it's nice to have these bands back, provided the music's good. That's the only thing. It's got to be decent.
Especially for ABBA. I mean, their pressure is on because ABBA's iconic.
So yeah, they're kind of beyond iconic,
back,
aren't they?
So. Yeah, you've got to come back with almost better than what you've ever had because there's always going to be someone comparing.
Yeah, I think
I'm sure they have. They've had a few years to think about it. I'm sure they've had the old notepad out and
taking notes,
jotting down a few lyrics over the last 20, 30 years.
Well, they've written for other people, I think, and they've done. Benny and Bjorn have done musicals and stuff, so there is like a lot of they're not out of practice, I guess. But they are all in their 70s now. It's going to be a very different place to what it was when they were doing it, sort of in the. In the 60s, 70s, and 80s. So, it's going to be, I'm very excited.
It's Silla's camp. Got to be, isn't it?
I mean, if they're not wearing some like decent outfits, then I'm going to be very disappointed.
If they ain't a bit of gold glamour, mate.
Yeah, and a flare and a high heel boot.
And a boot.
platform, yeah. But I guess I'll have to wait and see. But it wasn't the, I mean, talking about that, there wasn't the only showbiz news this week. I don't know if you saw the stuff about Kourtney Kardashian and Travis. They have been living it up in Italy, and Kourtney's ex, Scott Disick, has been sort of caught dissing them for making their public displays of affection. What do you make of that when the ex gets involved in that sort of thing? Because, you know, you've got to be allowed to do, I don't know, it's difficult.
It's a real difficult situation, isn't it? Because there's going to be, and I'm sure a lot of people have been in a situation where people break up all the time, obviously, and there's things you might say to your group chat or to your friends on a Friday night out over a glass of blush, talk going, oh, have you seen what he's doing or you've seen what she's doing? When it becomes the level... I don't know, it is a really awkward situation, but isn't it, apparently, is what he said was to another ex of hers, so it's reaching out to another ex to talk about your mutual ex. I mean, the can of worms, there's so many worms.
It's just exploding with worms, yeah. I mean, I just think I would be a bit like, just leave me alone, nothing to do with you anymore, like, we've broken up.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly it. When you do break up with someone, I think you kind of, you have to both move on, do you know what I mean? And you have to wish each other well in life, and that's the growing up thing to do.
Yeah.
And they both seem to have moved on. They've both had partners since. And I think when you get to a point where you're aching too much of a cot, you look bothered.
Yeah.
Like, wish them well and move on.
And that's exactly it. I've kind of feel the same. Doesn't make Scott look very good, I don't think, to be whinging and whining behind the scenes. No matter what he might think in his head, to reach out to the ex. Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I'm not here for it, really, I don't think.
we have some exciting people to interview today. Well, we've got Priscilla from Love Island last year, 2020, on to come on and talk about her new show, The Challenge, on MTV, which would be great. And we also have Aaron, who was on the series of Love Island, has just been on to talk to. And then you did a little pre-record with Sam Thompson. Of Made in Chelsea fame. So. It'll be great to hear from him at the end of the show. But we have our first guest, Priscilla, here, so let's get her in.
Fab.
Hi guys. Sorry, I didn't hear. Is my video not okay? Start video.
There you are.
Hello, babe.
Name. Sorry, this name is always popping up somehow.
I was gonna say on the ex's Zoom account. I'm taking still friendly.
You know what actually happened? He used my Zoom account, and since he's been on it, it's never changed, and I don't know how to change it.
It's just come up with your name now, so you're back.
Just changed back.
Let me in.
So Priscilla, welcome. Thank you for joining us this evening. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, guys.
No worries, my love. Thank you. We're glad to have a little chat with you, babes. How have you been?
I've been good. I'm really doing outside at the moment. I'm enjoying it so much. So, yeah, I need to be more disciplined again. Gym's gone out the window and cocktails have definitely gone in.
You're definitely not the only choice? One.
Pornstar.
Oh, good girl. Got yeah. to ask, are you a shotter or a pourer when it comes to the Prosecco?
Do you know what? I actually do both. I do a shot and then I'm like, oh, forget this. Pour it.
And then you pour it in. Yeah, I'm a pourer, but then I always think, you know, if you've had maybe two, then sometimes you think, oh, maybe we'll shot that one. But yeah, I always start with a pour. Like, start as you mean to go on. But yeah, before you know it, it's a down the bubbles, isn't it?
Yeah. So you've been making the most of all the easing restrictions, getting out and about then?
Yeah. Especially with bank holiday just going, I've really had fun.
What did you get up to for bank holiday, babe?
Oh, I went to a festival. I went to, what else did I do? My friend had a gala party, so that was quite cute. Yeah, we was all dressed up, looking glam, and he had like a live band. So that was really, really nice.
Oh, that sounds really nice. Yeah. Was the weather, did it stay nice for that?
Yeah.
Oh, is the weather nice anywhere at the moment, Bob, to be honest? It's been pretty rubbish this summer.
As long as it's dry, that's all I'm saying. As long as there's no rain, we'll take it.
Yeah.
So tell us a bit about the challenge, your new MTV show that you're on.
First and foremost, I survived.
Explain a bit about, if anyone hasn't seen it, explain a bit about the process and what it is.
If you haven't seen MTV, the challenge, what you can expect is daredevil stunts that could practically kill you, a lot of romance and some drama. So that is the quickest roundup I can say, but it had me really out of my comfort zone. We were jumping off cliffs, as people could see in the last episode. We've been in aeroplanes, going underwater, on top of cars. It's like the craziest thing you could ever think about, then put that on steroids. And then they're like, yeah, go party after.
You're like, okay, God, like shaking.
Because don't you all then, as well as obviously doing all these crazy challenges, you all live together during this process?
We live together, and everyone that's on there is from a reality TV show. So just think about all the different big, crazy characters you can have all in one room. And with this, we're trying to win $1 million. So when money's on the line, people will practically do anything. So there's people stabbing each other in the back, people having conversations about each other. It just gets a bit messy sometimes.
So how did it compare to living in the Love Island villa?
Oh, it's like heaven and hell.
Which one's heaven and which one's hell?
Yeah.
Love Island was heaven and the challenge was absolute hell. Love Island, I was sitting there soaking up the sun, having a few chats. Easy peasy. This, I've got to do politics. I've got to do socializing. I've got to make sure I'm fit enough to even complete in the challenges. Like, it's just, there's so much going on. As well, you still got to make friends. You still got to make these people like you. And some of them have been together for like 10 years. So there's rookies and there's vets. Vets have done it from 4 years onwards, and rookies are everyone that's coming in for under 3 years. So there was a huge, huge, huge vet alliance, as people would see if they're watching. If they're not, tune in, because they're coming for our heads.
What would you say, out of everything you've had to do during your time there, was the hardest challenge? Because the things you've already just spoke about to me sound blind, hardcore. We're not talking like painting by numbers here. This is next level.
Yeah. I would say it was the last challenge, Sea Cave Recon. I've never swam in the ocean, like never. And the first thing I had to do was jump off the cliff. I think it was like a 10-foot cliff. I mean, I'm probably even lying. I had to jump off the cliff into the sea. When I'm telling you, when I hit that water, I looked up and I said, I can't do this. I don't know how I got through it. We had to then swim into a cave. I was scaling the sides of the wall. I couldn't swim. I literally couldn't swim. Jeez. The waves, the current was so hard. As soon as I'm trying to go forward, it's pushing me back. I tried to go on my back and I was like, nope. abort mission, let me go to the cliff. I scaled that cliff for dear life to get into the cave, to get out of the cave. And by the time I finished, I was crying tears of joy that I barely survived.
I mean, honestly, it genuinely sounds absolutely terrifying. Were you prepared for just how intense the kind of process would be?
No, do you know, you can never be prepared enough. And when I went, it was just during lockdown. We were actually still locked down here, so all the gyms were closed. I had about 4 weeks, which I probably did 3 weeks of workouts and trying to do a home workout to prepare for that phase.
Swimming in the ocean, it's not really. Yeah.
I got a lemon. Yeah,
it doesn't really make sense. So if I was prepared, hell no.
So would you say, obviously, an experience like that, living together as well as going through all the crazy challenges, have you made some lifelong friends competing on that show?
I have definitely made lifelong friends. Two people in particular, Big T, she is one of the biggest characters from the show, and she lives in London, another London girl waving the flag. Love so me and her, we get on like a house on fire. We call each other twins. And also our friend from Nigeria called Esther. She is just a lovely, bubbly personality. And I think most people that I did speak to in the house, they were pretty cool. I don't mind calling up to them to have a conversation, touching base and stuff like that, but definitely Big T and Esther.
Did you say there was a romance on the show?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, give us some names, babe. Spill the tea.
There was this whole love triangle with my partner.
Oh, it's a triangle.
Yeah, we were all in partners to begin with, which everyone could basically see. So I picked this guy called Nelson, love him to bits, but he is a lover boy. And I was like, I really hope your heart is not going to take over your mind and you're not going to mess up this game for us. Because he had Ashley, who's a previous champion, who he started, you know, getting close with and bumping boots in the bedroom. And then he also had Bernard, who was who's a new rookie. So Ashley and Bernard, obviously, now they're bumping heads. I'm roommates with Bernard, but Ashley likes me because of Nelson. And then Nelson's in between them both. So Bernard,
that is not a triangle. It's like a hexagon.
Yeah, and I'm just in the middle of it. Nelson's at the top. And I'm like to him, you need to choose. I told you this is going to happen. So you need to choose. So yeah, that was crazy.
That in itself sounds like the challenge. Jumping off the rock sounds like the easy bit.
Right?
Wow. Hats off to all of you that do that, because that is definitely not one for the faint-hearted.
Not at all. Not at all.
Are you glad you did it, though?
I'm so glad I did it. I used to be those girls, yeah, that would, like, sit at the side of the pool in their bikini, not even dip my toe in, only to get my picture. But now I'm like, do you know what? I'm going to go for a swim. So, yeah, it's made me a bit more water confident, I would say.
Well, if you're getting chucked to the ocean, you've got to be a little bit confident afterwards, Christ.
So yeah, having a little swim in IB for ocean after, be love it, piece of piss.
Hey.
So can you tell us, did you get to the end without too many spoilers? You clearly do very well.
I don't know if I can say that, but I do stick around, and I kind of wrestle.
There's more to come.
But you have to wait and see for that.
Okay.
Well, I'm excited to talk about it. It's on Monday nights, isn't it? MTV.
Yeah, Monday nights, 10 PM MTV.
If you're not watching it already. Yeah,
get in, guys. This is going to be the new binge.
Yeah.
are you thinking that this is like, you know, you do want to do more reality TV and stuff? Because obviously Love Island's where most people know you from initially, and then you're doing a bit more now. Are you thinking maybe whatever next, Dancing on Ice, who knows?
You never know. I would love to do a Dancing on Ice, a Master Chef. I don't know, maybe find me in the jungle or wrestling with Bear Grylls. I like adventure stuff. I like stuff that will challenge me. So any of that kind of thing, I'll be so, so up for it. But who knows, I might come back on the challenge.
Oh yeah, of course, that's the point, isn't it? You could come
maybe
back
win $1 million.
And the thing is, compared to like these shows you mentioned, the other reality shows, doing the challenge, that the rest will be like just a walk in the park for you, won't they? Honestly, it'll just be like you'd be able to do it in your sleep. And I mean, we could be sat here, we don't know how far you could. You could be sat here a millionaire and we don't even know yet.
Yeah, yeah, good point.
You never know. So you got nice to me, guys.
If you win, are you allowed to, can you go back as a winner?
Absolutely.
Oh, she could just keep going back for them coins, just get them millions.
As many times as they want you. So you could be millionaire, millionaire, millionaire.
Wow. Sounds like a good career choice, to be honest. I mean, I need to get on. Bob, you should get on it.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine me jumping off a cliff into the sea. Oh,
I'd love to see that.
I much prefer to have my strawberry daiquiri on a sun lounger looking at the sea rather than being in it. I get scared of jellyfish and sea urchins. You don't know what's in the sea. At least a swimming pool, you can see the bottom. Mm,
that's a good point. But I mean, in Croatia, the water was pretty clear.
And was it? Oh God, how lovely as well. During lockdown, Croatia was meant to be stunning.
It was. If you just see the apartment alone that we was in, we had an indoor-outdoor gym, indoor-outdoor pool, sauna. Like, it was just beautiful. A pool room and the sun. I felt like I was on spring break or something, the way we were just enjoying ourselves. It was beautiful. So beautiful.
I've got to ask you... back to Love Island quickly, babe. Did you keep in touch with any of the islanders from your this series?
Yeah, Eva, Demi. I'm seeing Shauna a lot more. And the twins as well. So there's a few of us.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
Molly's all the way in Manchester, but it's always love on that side anyway. But no, they're lovely girls. Love them to bits.
And how is single life treating you?
Interesting. Do you know what I find? I think because I was in something so public, a lot of people are afraid to be the next because it was such like Mike and Priscilla. Like we were like a statement couple. So people are trying to like approach, but with caution. So they're like dip their toe in the pond and run back. Like, oh. I'm just like, go away. If you don't have the energy, don't chat to me. That's it.
And are you currently dating anyone? Is there anyone on the firm?
No, there's no one special, but I'm not knocking anyone come in. So I will welcome it with open arms. So I am very open-minded.
Perfect. All about timing. You just never know. It could just round the corner.
Could walk out to Tesco and you never know, I could see the love of my life.
I've been thinking that for years and it hasn't happened yet, Priscilla, so you never know. But I'm just putting it out there, not that likely. best of luck with the rest of the challenge. Obviously, you know what's happened, but the rest of us don't. I hope to see more of you on our screen soon.
Oh, definitely. And thank you so much. And thanks for watching. Trust me, it's going to get super, super exciting.
Awesome. Oh, thanks so much.
Thank you for joining us. Stay safe, babe.
Oh, see you too, guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
That show sounds hardcore, Stephen.
Not for your eye, I don't think, babes. Not for your eye.
I don't think it's a bit of me.
Well, you did that show recently, the ITV show, didn't you? Where you were in like
I can never say the word. How do you be on a TV show and you can't even pronounce what it is?
Apocalypse.
Yeah, that's the one. You know, the thing is actually, I'm hard on myself. I think sometimes when I'm in a situation, it's the fault of something. When I'm in it, I feel like I have to prove to myself.
Yeah.
But the listening to that, there's no taking away from jumping off rocks and holding on to them and swimming through the sea. She sounds like she's done good, the girl. And I'll be watching this space for that love triangle.
Yeah, God. Well, like I said, it sounds more like a bloody hexagon or a pentagon or something. There was so
doesn't
many
it
names
just?
Involved. got our second Love Islander, and this one's from the latest series. Aaron Simpson, ready to come into
the list. Oh, the love.
Hello.
Hello, Aaron. How you doing?
How you doing, guys? You all right?
Yeah, really good. Thanks so much for coming and joining us today.
Nah, it's my pleasure. My pleasure.
How you been keeping, Aaron?
Yeah, I've been okay. It's been crazy since being back. Like, it's weird coming back into the normal world, but not actually being able to go straight into the normal world because obviously you got a quarantine and stuff. So this weekend was the end of my quarantine. Thank God I got the two negative COVID tests. So I was allowed kind of out and about, and it was a lot different than I'm used to, but it was nice to just like see some friends and just do normal things again, because it's been so long since I've done anything.
Where did you go to celebrate?
So I just went into London, and it was just crazy. I wasn't expecting it to be kind of the way it was, just like so many people like recognizing you and stuff. And yeah, it caught me off guard a little bit. And that, I got to my train station that was local to me, and I had my mask on, hood up, and someone still kind of recognized me. All I'd done was take one sip of a Lucozade, and it was like, oh my God, is that Aaron from Love Island? I was like,
but, it must be really intense when that happens for the first time. Cause you know, like, especially this time around, cause obviously like you said, you've been in quarantine, you've been kind of like sheltered from it. You've been sitting on your social media or whatever. And then suddenly what's it like that first time?
So I'm not going to lie to you. It was like a little bit overwhelming. So I've been quarantining like properly since I think it's the 4th of July. And then even like before then, I was kind of not really doing much. It was literally gym, home. That was it. And it was just a lot. Like the first place we kind of went to, like I couldn't sit down for like half an hour because people were just like asking for photos and stuff. And it was just, I just wasn't expecting it to be like that at all. But I got shown nothing but love, so it was nice. But it was just crazy at the same time.
How did you find your time in the villa? Is it what you wanted it to be? Like obviously when you apply for a show like Love Island, I guess in your head you kind of just assume what it's going to be like, although you're never gonna know.
Yeah, it was just a crazy experience, and like it was one that I'll never ever forget. And I think that's the reason that I kind of decided to go on there, because it's a once in a lifetime thing. And you know how many people kind of apply each year, and it's just an experience that not many people can say that they've had. So it was kind of until going in and until you're actually in the villa, I don't feel like you can ever really understand what it's like, because it is just like super, super intense. Like everything is just, like there's no escaping anything in there. So the littlest things can just turn into the biggest things. And like you end up like feeling things for like friendships and relationships wise that you would just never think in that time frame that you can actually kind of develop. And I knew that it was intense, but I didn't realize how intense it was going to be. And like, yeah, it's crazy, but it was an experience that, like I said, I'll never ever forget. And I'm so grateful for. So.
Did you manage to watch much of the show back? I guess when you've come back and you've had to isolate since being in the UK, have you kind of found yourself going onto like the ITV hub and just watching it all back?
So I watched the first couple of episodes, and like my mum walked in the room and I was watching it, and she kind of looked at me and I looked at her and I said, Mum, this is so weird. Like, I don't even know if I want to like watch it. Like, it's just, it's strange. Like, so I watched like the first two episodes. And I was like, you know what, I'm not even going to watch it, because it was just weird. Like, I don't know how to explain it. It was just crazy. Like, you seeing yourself on a TV show, obviously you understand what it's like. But yeah, I just personally, I'm not going to probably watch them. But I know a lot of the guys that I've spoke to since coming back have watched a lot of the show. So maybe in time, maybe give it a couple months and I'll get round to it. But I think for now I'm just going to stick to all the memes and stuff on Instagram.
there's been a little bit of speculation about you and Liberty. Was there anything you can say about that? What you
mean? Me and Liv are literally just friends, and we ended up being on the same flight back. So it was kind of exciting that we were kind of going back together, and obviously Brett and Priya were there. But no, I'm just going to shut down any kind of speculation there. We've actually got a birthday party next week after the reunion next week sometime. So that'll be nice. And that'll be the first time that I'll have like seen a lot of the guys outside of the villa. And obviously there's so many people that I haven't even met that like...
Oh yeah, true. Because you forget that there's people come and go so often that it's like...
Yeah. So we're all in a group chat, and like there's people in there that obviously I know, but I don't know at the same time. And it's a weird one, because going in, I said to like a lot of the boys when I went in there, like, it's weird because I feel like we're already friends because I've already watched you for so long. And then now I'm coming in. So I'm like, oh yeah, I'm probably going to be friends with this person, that person. And like, they just obviously don't know you, so they don't know what to expect. So that was weird. But yeah, I'm just looking forward to kind of meeting everyone like properly outside of the kind of the villa and stuff.
So what is the latest with Mary? Is it officially over?
So obviously coming out, like me and Mary were still like a, such a new couple. So it was what we were in there for maybe like 2 weeks. And obviously like it was like quite intense and like we spent a lot of time together and stuff. But obviously coming out, like obviously I couldn't really speak about it before, but obviously she had some bad news coming out of the villa. So I just said, kind of said like, look, you take all the time you need and we'll just see what happens. But there was no kind of pressure from my side. And yeah, it's just one of the things that she needed to spend time with her family and stuff and obviously regroup. So yeah, it's been hard not to be able to say anything because obviously, like you said, there's been a lot of like, what's going on? But there, to be honest with you, there's nothing going on. She's got to be around her family and her loved ones at the minute. So she's just doing that. And yeah, we'll just have to see kind of what happens when things kind of calm down a little bit.
You're kind of open-minded that something could happen in the future, but just not at the moment.
Yeah, so like when coming out of the villa, we literally said like we're just gonna see what happens. I think because we were a couple in there and we got along so well, a lot of people saw us as we've been together the same time frame as like a lot of the other people, but obviously it wasn't like that. And obviously, like obviously what happened and stuff when she came out and she found out what she did, it was kind of like a big spanner in the works as such, because it was like we're really happy to like be outside of the villa and be able to spend time one on one. But obviously there's obviously that happened as well. So that made it quite difficult. But she dealt with it all really well and she's a strong girl. So yeah, I'm sure we'll be okay. And yeah, we're just going to have to wait and see what happens with that one.
So it's a watch this space kind of thing. It's not a...
Yeah, it's
like a rolling nothing out.
Yeah, it's just basically we the way we kind of left it and stuff is that you take as much time as you need and spend with your family and stuff, and we'll see what happens. And I'm sure we're going to obviously see each other next week at the reunion. So, and I'm sure when life kind of calms down and stuff, we'll spend some time together and stuff. But yeah, no, we're not dating and we're not dating. We're just going to see kind of what happens if you know.
In between.
Right, yeah.
Let's talk reunion. Any predictions? Is there any beef that needs to be settled? You mentioned that there's like a WhatsApp chat for all of you Islanders.
Yeah.
Is there things bubbling away under the surface that people need to get off their chest?
No. So like everything seems like kind of quite bubbly and quite like exciting in there. So there hasn't been any beef that I've been aware of. Obviously, the only kind of thing that could happen is obviously with Jake and Lib, but speaking to Lib on the way back, it was kind of, they were very kind of civil and obviously she still cares about him and stuff, because those feelings, like I say, they grow so quickly. And for them to be together from the start and spend that much time together, like it's insane. So, but nah, she didn't kind of have a bad word to say. So, I don't think there'll be any kind of drama there. I'm not too sure what's gone on, like outside of the villa whilst I've been in there, and I don't know if I've missed anything or anything like that. But I think it'll all be plain sailing. And it's weird because we say it's like we're like one big dysfunctional family. So like we all do get along, and like every family bickers and stuff. So anything that kind of did happen in there whilst I was in there anyway was squashed pretty quickly. And there was no, when I left, there was no kind of real tensions in there or anything like that, I didn't feel like.
And what are you thinking now the future's going to hold for you post Love Island, post the reunion? What's going to be going on for you after that?
I mean, we'll just have to wait and see. Like there's some exciting stuff that hopefully will be happening quite soon. So looking forward to that. Obviously, I want to get back playing football as well. I mean, I'm so unfit right now because I literally went to the gym this morning, done a 20-minute run. I thought I was going to have a heart attack. I was like, oh my God, like this is nuts. And for someone like being so fit before going in and then, yeah, coming out and not really doing, I didn't even really work out when I was in there, which was crazy, but like the heat's just insane. So yeah, definitely I'll be back playing soon when I can and stuff. And yeah, just there's loads and loads of things that I want to do. I'd love to like do something for charity, like maybe a marathon or like a kind of fitness sports related kind of thing with that. So
Maybe not yet. Yeah, if you can only run for 20 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, marathon's a little bit far off. Maybe like a 3-4K. Probably be my standard 3K. At the minute. But yeah, no, there's loads of stuff that I kind of want to do. So I just need to kind of sit down and at the minute, because I haven't been able to like leave the house, it's been hard to like put a plan in place just yet. So I'll kind of just kind of go with the flow. And yeah, but for me, I think I'll definitely wanna still play football. And kind of any opportunities that come apart from that will be just like an extra kind of blessing. So we'll just wait and see what the future holds.
That's completely the right attitude to have, and especially madness coming out of Villa. And then everyone knowing you anyway, without having to then have come home and isolate. So getting through all of that, I guess you just need a minute to kind of get your head straight and be like, right, this is where we are now. I'm now allowed out. Get the reunion out the way.
Yeah, no, 100%. And I feel like I've definitely got some partying to do, because you've got to remember, before I flew out there, not everything was open yet. So yeah. I've come back and it's like a double whammy. It's like, so not only does a load of people recognize me, but life's somewhat normal again. And it's like, wow. And my head is kind of all over the place. Like, I'm going Nando's later and I cannot wait. Do you know how long it's been?
The most basic.
I've had a Nando's. I cannot wait.
What is your Nando's order? I'm always intrigued with what people have from Nando's. Are you the same every time?
I think it just depends kind of what day I'm having, if I'm really hungry, if I'm just kind of hungry. Depends on what time of the day as well. But tonight I'll probably go for maybe some halloumi starters.
Good
or
choice.
A red pepper dip starter. I don't know which one. It'll probably just be a spur at the moment thing. Half chicken hot, peri chips, spicy rice, and then maybe an extra side of halloumi. That's if I don't have the halloumi for starters.
That is a substantial order. That is good. I'm into that. That's nice.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm starving, there may even be some hot wings on the side. I don't know. We'll have to wait. We'll just have to wait and see. But like I said, it's been so long since I've had any kind of like English food or like anything like that. It's just, I'm so excited. I'm stupidly excited, to be honest with you.
Well, you're in luck now, because I think Nando's has got chicken back.
So oh, yeah, that's true.
While you were isolating, there were some stores that didn't have chicken.
There was a shortage.
So Nando's didn't have chicken?
Yeah, they had to close.
No way.
Yeah.
Really did happen while you were gone.
Chicken.
This is the kind of stuff you miss in the Villa. you can't keep up with current events and important stuff like Nando's running out chicken.
Chicken shortage. Well, Aaron, go and enjoy your Nando's. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Really appreciate it. And best of luck with whatever comes next for you.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Bye. Take care.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, I fancy a Nando's now, Stephen.
Even I do. I'm vegetarian and I want a Nando's.
What would you have from a Nando's?
But I would usually go for like the halloumi. They do like a halloumi burger, basically, which is...
I bet that's nice in that lovely bun they do.
And peri-peri chips. I'll always have a large portion of peri-peri chips. Absolutely no doubt. And then I'll have the garlic sauce on the side, the garlic peri-peri.
And there's so many good sides. It doesn't matter being a veggie in Nando's at all, because there's so much on that menu.
Although I have to say, I do miss the chicken. It would be, but I'm not gonna do it. But I do miss that.
One day. Do they do a veggie burger? You know, like Mackie D's and that. Some of them do.
I think they do. Do you know what? I don't think I've been since the pandemic. So it must have probably since 2019. I don't think I've been to a Nando's. Blimey, what is the world coming to?
Treat yourself. The peri peri chips are calling.
I might have to see if I can get one on the old...
You read my mind. I'm thinking the same.
I actually am. Let's listen to the final guest of the show. Your little pre-record with Sam Thompson now.
Bobby boy!
Hello, boy. How you doing, boy?
Really well, mate. How the fuck are you?
Oh, so good, Sam. Thank you for joining me. Lovely to have a little chat with you.
I know, mate. It's an absolute pleasure. I love you, Barnett.
Natural vibes. I've gone back to the lockdown curls.
Nothing just wrong with the curls, mate. I've got nothing going on. I actually haven't even had a shower yet, so please do bear with me, mate.
You look all right, Sam. You always look good, Sam. You know that, babe. How have you been?
I've been really good. You know what? I saw you on the list, and I was like, this is great. And the first thing, Bobby, that I thought about when I saw your name was you in that pinata. Honestly, I tell so many people about that moment. It's and I shouldn't even laugh, mate, because I know you're scared of heights. But it's the funniest flipping memory I've got. I don't even think I've laughed as much as when how it's happening. And Chris Hughes is just battering as hard as he can. And you're spinning and you're going,
because as I was spinning, you could see my face. As for anyone who's listening who don't know, me and Sam was on this show and I can't actually pronounce it, which I know is really bad. What's the first word? I can't say the word.
Wow.
That's the one. Yeah, I can't say that word. So it was on this show on ITV too, which was kind of the craziest show that you can ever imagine if anyone's seen it. And at the end of every episode, a celebrity gets eliminated and you have to go up in a pinata to like the top of a dome, which I don't know how high. It's high, especially when you're high. Like ice. And yeah, so I was a little bit scared as someone with a massive phobia of heights. And yeah, as you get to the very top of the dome, the other celebs are kind of on bungee ropes, jump down like with hockey sticks and cricket bats and all sorts to bash you, but to get money out for charity. So it's all done with love. but as I was spinning, Sam had injured himself and he kept seeing my face and I kept making eye contact with him and I was part crying, part shitting myself that I was floating up however high we was. And then certain parts of the costume wasn't strong enough to kind of withdraw the bashing of an hockey stick. So it was a whole experience. But yeah, it's certainly not a night I've forgot.
Mate, honestly, Bob, it honestly makes my even now talking about it. Do you know what? So I think it's about you actually, right? And there's certain people in life that, and I know you're quite spiritual, aren't you, mate?
Very.
But certain people in life that I went to see an energy guy, and he like sucks energy out of trees and sort of like heals people and stuff like that. I don't know how much I like believe it and all that kind of stuff, but he was like the different kind of people. There are healers and other people, and basically a healer is someone though that will always make you fucking smile. You want to be around them, like you want to be around them, and you're a healer, I think, mate. Like I genuinely, every time I'm next to you, we've done quite a few shows together, and every time I just gravitate towards Bobby because he's just flipping fun. He's just so jokes, mate, and I think you're a healer.
We do always have a ball. And it was fun. It was fun to see you again on that show. Especially, I think that was one of the first shows, especially that kind of group show that I was able to do, or I guess a lot of us could do, since restrictions had lifted a bit and we kind of become a bubble and things. Yeah. But how have you been? You've been keeping busy.
Mate, I've been great, man. I'm doing up my house at the moment, so which is a great thing. But like, it's I've never really done this amount of construction work, mate. So literally, it's like a 5-month ordeal, and like we're in between flats at the moment, and because it's short let, you've got to be out of this one, go to the next one. It's just you know when you're like living out of a suitcase for however many months. So it hasn't been the easiest, but I mean. We're building, me and Zara, the dream home, mate. So this is the kind of stuff that you got to go and bear, mate. So we're really excited, man.
Oh, and how are things with you two? Still good?
Mate, we're great, man. I can't. I mean, I said this earlier. I don't understand how I've still got a girlfriend. She just walked into the door. But I do still have a girlfriend. I wake up every morning and go, it's got to be a dream. And I was like, no, it's not. You're still there. And that's with all the pranks included as well. Bless her. So, I definitely can't complain, mate. I think this is, this is it, mate.
Yes, so well suited as well. You know, like when you look at people and you think certain couples are meant to be. You definitely both have that vibe. Is she there? Send her my love. All right, babe.
Hello, are you okay?
Hello, babes. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Really good, thank you, babe. I was just hearing all about your renovations and stuff. You're having a mare living out of a case.
Yeah, I'm literally trying to pack the bloody flat up right now.
Oh, my God. All right, Zara, right? This is what annoys me about women in general, right? Okay, so Zara, okay, I'm sat on the sofa. I've done my bit. I'm sat on the sofa, I'm on my phone. She's carrying, to be fair, quite a heavy bag, but I'm not looking because I'm looking at something else. She turns around. Instead of just asking me to help her with the heavy bag, she looks at me and goes, you just do you know what you never do? You never help me with heavy things. Like, but like with the look of disgust, mate. She said it with like a hatred in her voice. And I was like, you never asked. Like you know when like girlfriends just expect you to just know that
you're supposed to read minds.
How am I gonna read your mind when I'm not even looking at you?
I love that you're asking me about girlfriend advice.
Well, how's
probably the wrong boy.
how's the love life with you, mate?
Oh, do you know what? All good. No girls on the firm, Sam. Still on the other bus. But all good, thank you, babe. All good. I wanted to ask you, tell me more, because you've got this collab you're doing with hotels.com, and I was really interested. I started reading all the statistics about...
Yes!
Right, talk to me about it, because I was fascinated by this.
All right, okay, so basically, right, long story short, hotels.com, they're releasing a new job role, okay? It's called the Chief Buffet Officer. Love and it. Basically what that is you've got to go onto their Twitter bio, click the link in the bio, it's really easy to see, and you've got to tell them why you'd be a great Chief Buffet Officer. And if you get the job role, you get $5,000 worth of vouchers to go around the world and try out the world's best buffets, which is great, okay?
Love that.
But the reason I think it's great is because I am a buffet nutter, mate. I'm not joking. I'm a three go up guy. I'm not a one. mate, sometimes it's four. So when I heard this, I was like, mate, I was like, you have chosen the right man to be a part of this. I literally went up and was like, I want waffles with beans and bacon and syrup and everything in between. And I want that 5 times. I've made friends in the buffet line, mate. I've been up so many times that you clock eyes with the same person. And you're like, I like the way neither of us are ashamed. I'm not scared. I'll go up as many times as I need to, mate.
But I think when you look at a hotel buffet, you've kind of got to tackle it like starters, mains and desserts. So I'm with you on that one, because there's certain things that you just don't mix on a plate. And I don't know if it's that I'm getting bigger or the plates are getting smaller.
Mate,
I feel like more rounds are needed. So there's no shame in going back up and going, right, that's
a problem story. Though, right? We were talking earlier about this as well, is that I have a problem with a pastry on the side of a full English. That's fine.
I don't know if I could do that. I don't know.
Really?
Cross on, not near the beans.
A pan of chocolate with a bit of bean juice on it. Oh, my God.
Oh, Sam, forget it. No, especially not one with chocolate.
I'm with you, Bobby.
No. That's great. And a bit of syrup on it as well. Oh, beautiful, mate.
See, if you was to have a plate of your Danishes, your pancakes, your syrup, all of that, absolutely here for it. The minute you start putting fried eggs, baked meat.
I love that kind of stuff.
Do it in sections.
She's so right.
But Bob, then the problem is, mate, then I'm going up for continental. I'm done. I'm on for melons and ham after that, mate. I'm getting...
Ham boy? Would you have ham at a buffet breakfast?
When it's in front of my... So breakfast to me is the only meal of the day. I mean, I do eat other meals, but like it's the main meal for me. I absolutely love it. I don't get full on breakfast. I could just keep going and keep going to the point where Zara will be like, no, you've had enough. Okay, they're closing. You are literally sipping the bacon juice from the tray. There's no more bacon. Yeah. So like, it's never enough, mate, to be honest. And this is why when they were like, we actually did a shoot with hotels.com, and this was torture. This is actually a little bit nasty. They basically were like, right, it was in late morning, so I hadn't had any food anyway. And as I said, breakfast is my favorite meal of the day. So we buy this big buffet, we're doing this shoot. And they're like, right, do you mind? And they had two chefs to cook like the best of the best. So if you're having bacon, it's the crispiest stuff. I'm actually salivating now. They've got like a food table dresser. They're dressing the whole thing. And they're like, right, hold up that sausage on a fork and don't eat it, just smell it. And we'll take a photo of that. And I was like, what?
Too much temptation.
Oh my God, man. I was like, what are you doing? But honestly, it's been an absolute, actually, you're gonna like this. So do you know what? So this is my favorite stat. You said you're reading stats. So out of 80% of Brits, this is the most British thing you'll ever hear. 80% of Brits, when asked what they would have at a buffet, still go beans on toast.
80% would just have beans on toast. 80%
of Brits would still have beans on toast.
scene now. It's lovely when you have a craving for it, but that would never be. If you said to me you can have 10 options of what you'd have at an hotel, I'd never go beans on toast. But talking of statistics, I was really, I don't know if the word was shocked, surprised, but I mean, we've lived in a 12, 18 months, let's have it right. 15% of Brits would give up sex for a month to be back eating a hotel buffet breakfast. Now, the question is, Sam, would you give up sex for a month?
Yeah, 100%. I barely satisfy her anyway. So, I'll take the L on that, mate, and just get the buffet, to be fair. I mean, I think she'll probably quite enjoy that anyway. So, yeah, I would be that. My favourite thing about those stats is I can't remember the exact number, but I think it was like 17%. 17% or it's either 19 or 70% of Brits basically said, and that what's so great about this is there was no time frame on it. So obviously it was like give up sex for a week or whatever. These guys just, there was no, it was just, would you never see your friends again or eat a buffet? 19 or 70% of people were like, yeah, I'd do that. And there's not even a time frame. It's just never see your mates.
Just, yeah. Do you know what? I think people probably got so used to just seeing people on Zoom and FaceTime anyway. They think they're all about the food.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, Bob, I want to see you again, mate. When are we going
to... I want to see it. I hope we bump into each other soon. We have to, because we always have the best time. Whenever we've worked together, I absolutely love it. Sam, I wanted to ask you, obviously, you know, Pete hosts our dating show here on Foobar.
Yes.
So I want to surprise him and get a little clip from you. We won't tell him that you've done this. And then we're going to play it into his show when he's next on with Steve.
Oh, yes!
So what should we do? What should we ask him? Should we ask him a dating question, or what do you want to do?
Okay, so I'm going to walk my dating advice. Dear Pete and Cece, who I love so much, I think you guys have really, really, really good chemistry. I've met a girl that I really, really, really like. The only problem is she's a lesbian. Now, that's not the biggest problem, because we flirt a lot and we have done certain things in the bedroom. The problem is I don't know if she's still a lesbian or whether I've turned her. Please advise as what you would do. P.S. Love you both so much, Cece and Phil.
Fab question. Oh, Sam, thank you so much. It was lovely catching up with you, and I cannot wait to see you out and about soon.
Bob, I absolutely love you. You know how much I love you, mate. You're doing a cracking job, by the way, mate. I love listening to you, mate. Just keep smashing it.
Thank you, mate. And Joe. Love to
love you, mate.
Good luck with the move and everything. Stay safe, you guys.
Thank you, mate.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was really great to hear from Sam, and a great chat there, Bob. Nice to hear what he's been up to. What have you got coming up this week, Bob? Anything exciting?
This week?
Exciting plans?
Just back into work really now. It's quite a busy one with work, which is nice and exciting. I love being busy, you know me. So yeah, really nice. Back into the thick of things. How about you, babes?
Lovely. Well, I have my first festival this weekend. Everyone else seems to have been to
amazing.
One. I am going to, well, big festival. I went to a little festival maybe a month or so ago. I'm going to Mighty Hoopla, which will be...
is that this weekend?
Yeah, so I'm going to be seeing Cheryl, Gabrielle, Alexandra Burke.
It's going to be
Jimmy
so
Somerville.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I didn't realise when that was, but by the time I found out, the tickets sold out so quick.
Yeah, they did. I think I got them within like 5 minutes of them opening. That'll be me. So I'll probably be in exactly the same mood without having had any sleep the next time I see you next week, Bob.
Will you enjoy it?
Yes, I will. I'm very much looking forward to it. Well, thanks everyone for listening, and until next week, goodbye.
Bye, guys.